From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, everybody. Ah, this is great. So fun. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Happy spring. I know. Oh, cold season has ended, or as I like to call it, me time. Right now, we have four great contestants backstage. They are admiring our new logo and then writing a tweet complaining about our new logo. But one will become our big winner. And actually, we're celebrating Women in Comedy Month. This is our Women in Comedy Month. That's right. In April, here on Ask Me Another, it is Women in Comedy Month, officially justifying my existence on this show. And also, I mean, people might think, isn't there a lot of equity in comedy at this point? And if you feel that way, let me just tell you, you have never been to an open mic in New York City, or perhaps anywhere. I mean, the smell alone of all of those unwashed Andrews could kill a woman. I'm just telling you. So yeah, all month long on Ask Me Another, we are going to have only women guests. So joke's on you guys. You'll just have to continue being on everything else. So on theme, our special guests today are actor Greta Lee and writer and director Leslie Headland from Russian Doll. So for the few of you that don't know, the premise of the show is that a woman dies over and over again on her 36th birthday, which is kind of what it's like to be a woman in entertainment, or perhaps just a woman. The premise is that a woman keeps dying over and over again on her 36th birthday, or as our intern called it, her 50th birthday.
She's like, what's the difference? Grandma age, you know what I mean.
It was like, yeah, it's so weird that she's 50. We're like, she's 36. Actor Greta Lee, who is on our show today, she has been on High Maintenance, Girls, and now Russian Doll, thus completing the trifecta of hipster television shows. And Leslie Headland has done so many great things. She's the co-creator, director, and writer of Russian Doll. She wrote and directed the movies Bachelorette and Sleeping with Other People. I feel like everything she touches has this like dark but whimsical aesthetic. It's something I have to say I kind of aspire to. I look up to it, which is why I'm always buying leather bralettes from TJ Maxx. But where do you wear a leather bralette? You know, it's hard. You can't wear them to work, inappropriate, at lunch, uncomfortable, not good on the subway. I finally figured it out. You wear a leather bralette when you're home alone listening to Joni Mitchell and journaling. That's when it all comes together. All right, you guys are awesome. Let's play some games. Our first game is about animals and cities. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Elizabeth Foland. You're a policy intern, and you're into powerlifting.
Yes.
Okay. How did you get into powerlifting?
Reddit is the real
Reddit?
Answer. There's a subreddit called XXFitness, and basically it was because the regular fitness subreddit is all guys.
Yeah.
And so women were like, what if we made a subreddit where all of our posts weren't guys commenting on our bodies? So I was like, great. This doesn't involve that.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into it.
Okay. I love that you got into a really intense physical activity through the internet.
It's true.
It's a rare combo. All right, Elizabeth, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Mark Gartsbein. You're a reporter and video producer. And you recently went into a penguin tank at the New England Aquarium for a story?
Yes, indeed. I do a lot of live streaming on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so it's very much kind of in the moment. I was in the tank with one of the researchers at the New England Aquarium. So they put me in this whole wetsuit, and I'm in there with my little like handheld gimbal, my little stabilizer with the phone in there. The youngest penguins were very friendly and amicable, and they would swim right up to me and kind of mug for the camera. It was very heartwarming.
But the older ones saw through.
Yeah, no, I mean...
bunch of old penguins off in the corner smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Looking at their watches.
Another reporter. Another reporter and his pal. All right, Mark, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Elizabeth and Mark, whoever has more points after two games will go on to our final round. So in this word game, you'll mash up animals with American cities.
For example, if we said, you may see flocks of cawing black birds in this Nebraska city, you would answer, Cromaha, combining crow and Omaha.
Ooh, exciting.
I know.
The animal will always come first in the mashup. Here we go. This kooky Fruit Loops bird from the rainforests of Central and South America migrated north to this Missourian metropolis. Elizabeth.
To Kansas City?
You're right. Yeah.
This standoffish pet inspired meme culture by playing pianos and jumping into boxes in the city of Peaches, Coca-Cola, and The Real Housewives. Mark.
Catlanta.
Yes, that's right.
This jungle cat and luxury brand can't climb well, but can definitely swim over the Potomac on its way to the Antonin Scalia Law School in this northern Virginia suburb. Elizabeth?
Oh, it was Jag Washington? No, it's northern Jag...
I love what's going on right now, and I want to help you.
It's going to be my new ringtone.
Jack Warlington?
Yes!
It just sounded so wonky that I wasn't sure that
it
was right.
It was a really hard, it was a hard mashup, but you made it happen.
A same-sex couple of flightless aquatic birds moved into this state capital, so Mike Pence will probably think twice before marching his happy feet back home. Mark.
That's got to be Penguin Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's right.
Black and white bears love to party on, Garth, so why not move to the Chicago suburb where Wayne's World is set? Mark.
I think the first one is, are you talking about koalas? And maybe, no, I was going to guess Laredo, but that's Texas, isn't it? Black and white bear. The only ones I can think of are koala, suburb, Chicago. I'm very obviously stalling. And I think I'm kaput there,
okay.
Unfortunately.
I like that you talked it out. Gave us a little insight into your brainwaves.
I like Koalaredo a lot, though.
Koalaredo?
Koalaredo, yeah. Koalaredo, Texas.
Yeah, it's great. Elizabeth, can you steal?
I'm pretty sure the first half is panda, but
oh.
Okay, my knowledge of Chicago suburbs is real low.
Yeah.
So, like, Pandora, that's Denver? Was that
that's,
right?
Yeah, we'll take that. It's panda and Aurora being Pandora. So, yeah.
Wow.
We don't even know how that happened.
Yeah. Swimming upstream, these lusty pink fish will do anything to reach the Minnesota birthplace of Prince and reproduce. Elizabeth.
Salmoniapolis?
Yeah, Salmoniapolis is what we're looking for. That's right.
I love a sexy salmon clue. This is your last clue. Ride this leggy, flightless bird through the former capital of the Confederacy, or don't, because riding birds is weird. Mark.
I'm going to guess Ost-Richmond.
Yeah, Ost-Richmond is correct. Close game, but Elizabeth is in the lead.